Springtime is here, so pop into Fancy Pop Gourmet Popcorn Shop to fill all of your popcorn cravings. Conveniently located in Stonecrest, Georgia, the shop is open 12 to 7, Thursday through Saturday, and 12 to 4 on Sundays. Fancy Pop Gourmet Popcorn is the perfect gift for a friend, a fundraiser opportunity to offset costs for your organizations, and the shop has available event space for your next event. For more information, you can follow Fancy Pop Gourmet on IG and tell them Nightmare Radio sent you.
I have a dream.
Had a few nightmares, they just
dreams are full, nightmares come true.
Freddy Krueger, give him a nightmare. Soon as you close your eyes, nigga, we right there. Come in the middle of the night, like it's a nightmare. You open your eyes, not dreaming, nigga, we right there.
You're locked into Nightmare Radio with Ish the Exec and Brittany Kristen.
What up, world? Welcome back to Nightmare Radio Show. It's your girl, Brittany Kristen.
And it's your girl, Ish. Welcome to episode 84 of Nightmare Radio.
We are just moving down the list to 100.
We're moving on up, moving on up.
But we already from the east side, so
that's right. You're gonna stay
we was
on the
already
east
on the east side, so there it is. We just going further east.
Yes, and further closer to the top. Anyway, we thank you. We know you could have chose any podcast to listen to, but you clicked on this one.
And we are glad you are here. Welcome, welcome, welcome. If you are here for the first time, then you would not know that we are sponsored by Her Wine. Please visit herwines.com to purchase your bottle of Her Wine.
Yes.
Right now, this month's flavor is...
Mama
needs a break. Will y'all love them?
Really, you know what? It's a black female owned wine, and we just love everything behind it. So if you're feeling Mama needs a break, if you're feeling Girls Night In, we're still reveling in the excellence of Women's History Month. So whatever your flavor is, we make sure that you just use our discount code Don't Sleep for 15% off of your purchase. Okay.
Amen. Hallelujah. Okay. Right now we're gonna jump right into the culture list, where we dissect the wins and the L's for the culture this week.
It's the culture list on Nightmare Radio.
First up on the list, my boy Drizzy.
Drizzy.
Drake donates $1 million to LeBron James' I Promise School. Actually, Drake and his business partner, Eddie Miroslav,
yep,
who was the owner of the cryptocurrency gambling website Stark, him and Drake are partners.
Okay.
They decided to donate $1 million of their winnings to LeBron James' school in Akron, Ohio. Drake said that he's going to deliver those funds in person before the end of the school year to celebrate with the students. So that's a really, really, really special thing for
the students.
Yeah, for the students, for sure.
That is amazing. Also, honorable mention to Degrassi. Let me tell y'all, last night, this morning,
I have been watching
it from season one. Who told Emma to go meet Jordan at the hotel?
I'm just here for Wheelchair Jimmy. I need to take a week and a half to binge all 14 seasons. You think it'll take me a week? You think I need longer than that?
If you fall asleep and wake up on season two like I did this morning, yeah, no. You'll get there in a week.
I don't want to fall asleep. I want to relive it all.
Yeah, it's very good.
I know it is.
But once they graduate, I'm not watching it. No more.
You're not doing the second generation? Come on, we got to get into it for the culture, because that is definitely for the culture.
It's a no for me.
Well, make sure you guys tap into that. Again, like Ish said, that's on HBO Max. A lot of great content coming out, but we're going to get more into that a little bit later.
Yes, we will. Okay, next up on the list, Cardi B is still winning, okay? Mm-hmm. She is still winning. This album, Invasion of Privacy, released in 2018. This is her only album. This was her debut album. And this album has every song on the track list is ranked platinum or higher.
Or higher, including Bodak Yellow. Which
Bodak Yellow is 10 times platinum. And that song is in the Guinness Book of World Records tied with Katy Perry.
That's right, yeah.
Like, they both have 3 songs that have gone diamond in the Guinness Book of World Records. They're the only two artists to have 3 diamond records.
Yeah, so I don't know what that says about the power of a woman, the strength and endurance of a woman, because baby, that is it.
It is.
Now Cardi is still winning. I feel like I'm gonna call this now. I can see this coming down the line. Well, probably not, because y'all don't play right and y'all be talking about her kids. I was going to say, I can see like a Cardi Family Values type show coming out, but
I could, you know what? I would love to see Cardi B back on TV.
Yeah, me too.
Not in the element that she was before, and she did a great grand exit.
Right.
But I would love to see her in Offset, kind of like you said, like maybe on some like Whitney Houston, Bobby Brown type of thing. Maybe with, minus the drugs.
It works.
It works for me. It works.
It works for me. Don't be doing Nippy now. We are not going to come up. You know how I feel about that.
I know. Okay, but let's keep it cute.
Right.
Cardi B, Offset and Culture will be featured on the Baby Shark's Big Show.
Yes.
And I think that is so amazing.
Yes.
The whole family get into the bag.
That's right.
Nickelodeon bag at that.
Exactly. And I think that there's actually talks about doing a Baby Shark movie. So the franchise, of course, is absurdly big. I'm still in a Baby Shark hangover.
Chokehold.
We are still on
but
Baby Shark.
Baby Shark came out the same time as this album in 2018.
It did, so it's only right. It is right. But anyway, their episode premieres on April 15th. They lended their voices to the characters. Cardi B will be Sharky B, and Offset will be Off Shark. And I think Culture will just be Culture. But really cute. Like I said, love the family values. Cardi, keep keeping your son a secret, though, because we are not about to go through that disrespect.
We not. Just give us the eyelashes. They beautiful, too.
They are so gorgeous. Her children are beautiful. Anyway, up next, very excited to have Donald Glover on the list. This week, he premiered his season 4 opening episodes of Atlanta. Shout out to the East Side once again.
Yay!
Stevenson at that. Hello. Anyway.
We ain't gonna keep telling.
He did not disappoint with the season opening episodes of Atlanta. The double premiere featured episodes jam-packed with social commentary. So if you are a fan of Atlanta, you know that him and his brother, who co-writes a series with him, uses their platform, of course, to just interject, you know, conversation and commentary about everything that's going on in the culture. The first episode, woo!
Baby, that junk hit home for me.
Did you understand that he was telling the story of Devontae Hart, the free hugs little boy from 2018?
I did not know that that was a real story.
Okay, so in summation, to keep it cute and short, 2018, two white women adopted 6 black impoverished children. And I say that with the air quotes because who knows exactly how the situation really was. They, as a collective family, the Hart crew or the Hart clan, whatever they called themselves, they would do lots of traveling and they would participate in different festivals and events. And their children would wear tent signs that said free hugs. So there was a photo of Devontae Hart, the young boy, maybe around 13, 14 years old. I think he might have been 16 at the time that the situation happened. He was photographed hugging a police officer. And this was amid all of the police brutality attacks and claims back in 2018. And of course, you know, that kind of sort of set the standard for the next 4 years and which we're still stuck in right now. Anyway, subsequently, 3 days later, that family driven in a minivan driven by their moms drove off of a cliff in California and all 8 of them perished. And there's a lot to be said about the reasoning, you know, the reasoning behind what happened. So Donald Glover, he is a complete genius. Like, this is the real win. This is the this is how you use your platform for black people. This is how you do it. Donald Glover took his season opening to bring light to that situation and really make a clear juxtaposition of two different lifestyles that we live. And so people think that you know, just because you come from a different type of background or because your home situation looks different because we black, doesn't mean that it's always the worst. And white does not always mean right.
Yeah. I hated the chicken. Why the chicken? They didn't even fry the chicken. And
how do you do this?
It was just very disrespectful to say that she made fried chicken again.
Yeah, but I mean, again, I don't want to be a spoiler.
If you ain't watch it and you from Atlanta, then shame on you.
Right,
I don't
exactly care
how you feel about it. I don't care if you feel like Stone Mountain is not Atlanta. Donald Glover has done an amazing job thus far showing what needs to be shown.
Yeah.
It's been a true representation of the city. And the city is not what everyone thinks it is. It's not a lot of trap. It's not a lot of this.
It's literally
a melting pot of a whole lot of shit.
Yeah, it is. And then even the second episode is when we actually got a chance to see the cast. We got a chance to see Vanessa and Paperboy, you know, across the pond in Amsterdam while they were on tour. And again, there's commentary to be said about that with the instance of blackface. And I can't remember the name of the Santa's of the German folklore of Santa Claus and his black elf helper.
Mm-hmm. But no clue.
I can't remember his name. I know that you all are familiar with it because Flex Alexander used to, you know, do that on his show.
Oh,
back
flat
then.
Up.
Right. But needless to say, like, I have to just make this point roundhouse. Like, when we talk about black entertainment, we have to be very mindful of the type of entertainment that we consume, because our art really does imitate life. As much as I love the powers and all of that, we got to be careful about allowing our children, even each other, to continuously watch that type of black entertainment, because that tells a very narrow-minded and often like negative depiction of black people and the need of ambition, you know, the influence of drugs. I know that for some that is their story, but that's not everybody's story.
Yeah.
And the people that are watching, which are the people that are younger than us, that are not able to differentiate between TV and real life, they're going to grow up and perpetuate and try to emulate those type of images. So that's why my hat goes off to people like Donald Glover. You know, we're talking about TV that's on right now. Will Smith's second thing,
Bel Air,
Abbott Elementary,
a black lady sketch show,
The Wonder Years.
Y'all need to get into that.
Absolutely, there's TV that's black, that's made by us, that's perpetuating positive images, and we got to get into that.
But would you say that people are a product of their environment?
I think that it's a nature versus nurture and a combination of both.
Okay.
And
because if my environment is the trap, then wouldn't I gravitate to
the trap?
That? Yeah.
But how many people from the trap?
There are some people
that
are in the trap that want to be exposed to different things.
Yeah.
So
we just have to, that's why entertainment. You know, we talk about like the pages of a book can take you places that you never thought that you'd go before. And that still holds true, but If the main medium source that everybody's ingesting is entertainment can take you places that you've never been before either. And we have got to really perpetuate those other stories that are going to uplift, because slinging drugs in the hood is not going to do nothing to empower or uplift the community.
It's not. And to your point, GTA 5 has done a very big impact on the city of Atlanta, because if I hear one more helicopter in my community,
or hear about these drag races
and these carjackings and all this other stuff, like let's have a real conversation about that in June during Music Month at the Wind Down Wednesday. Also, slight plug, shameless plug, get your tickets. Wednesday, Women's Month is going down. Genesis Atlanta, be there, be square, or yes. Be square. Okay, moving on to the next point. This win goes to Morris Chestnut. He received his star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame last Wednesday.
Yes.
And
the real win is that
he was fine for 20 years.
Consistently fine.
It's the bald head. It's the milk dud. Look at this man. Look at this man.
Let me not do too much. Hey, baby.
Look at this man. Hey, babe, you fine too, but look at this man. In that cranberry.
He's smiling at me, see?
He really looking at me. Hey. Hey, boy.
Quit now.
Do the step, daddy.
Hey.
Can't come hold it. Yeah, well, okay, let me stop, because he is a grown man. Okay.
Absolutely. All right,
hold on, wait. Let me do it.
Yeah, you got to.
So, my son Caden, who is the next principal, probably.
And comedian.
He suggested that we add Tweet of the Week to the culture list.
Yes.
And it could not come at a more perfect time. And this drum rolls us straight to the L's, because baby girl, Tanae_J, said, if you ask me, I'm the best drunk driver ever.
Talk about a tweet coming back to bite you in the ass.
Because baby, Miss J, I don't even know what we call her.
Her name is Janiyah Tanae Webb.
Okay, Miss
21 years old.
She was stopped in Philly, South Philly, by one of the officers. Which officer was it?
It was two officers.
Two state troopers. So let's unpack this.
Yes.
So Miss J, I'm gonna call her Miss J. Miss J was speeding down the highway. She was speeding in down the highway. She was supposed to be going 50 miles per hour, but she was doing 110 in a 50. Mm-hmm. So the police stopped her and said that she was, you know, in suspicion of drunk driving.
Right.
Later, he receives a call,
right,
saying that there was a pedestrian walking on the highway, mm-hmm, in the left lane. So he let her go with a warning
so that he can save
the next man's life. So she also does another tweet saying that the police stopped her for going 110 in the... If before we get into the story, the first lesson of this story is
y'all better stop.
Stop tweeting everything you do. Stop. Y'all haven't got a chance to learn this yet because I know Trump made Twitter back popular. We strayed away from Twitter for that same reason.
Literally.
Like, people will dig your tweets up from God knows when just to prove a point.
Yes.
Just because you letting your thoughts fly off. And at 21 in college or wherever you are in life, you
that
just
stuff
free to
will come back to bite you,
as it did here.
And that came that was quick because this tweet was sent in January.
Yes,
and I think that she must have recently celebrated her birthday. So they did a deep dive of her Twitter page, and not to like incriminate myself or to say that nobody was underage drinking because you know I mean.
So she been underage.
She has tweeted relentlessly about her drinking habits.
Okay. Let's.
So
let's,
moving to the
into the point.
This same woman unfortunately killed both state troopers, Martin F. Mack, who was 33, and Brandon Siska, who was 29, by striking them with the vehicle following her being released.
The same man that pulled her over, and she struck the pedestrian.
Yes, and unfortunately, all three died.
All three of them.
And so this is if we can't give you like a blaring. Story for our young listeners. First off,
do not be drinking and driving. Number one,
call your friend who hasn't drunk either. Call Uber. I know that they're surging on for the gas prices, but it's worth it if you save your life or your own. Second, get your ass off Twitter. Stop tweeting this crazy stuff.
Stop tweeting. What you tweeting about? Why you gotta tweet everything? Tweet your thoughts. Tweet things that people can engage in. Tweet things that are funny. Tweet things like that.
I bet she thought this was funny, though. And she's not laughing now. She's in a women's detention center. She's actually been charged 3 counts of homicide by vehicle under the influence, 1 count of driving under the influence, and several other counts filed by the Philadelphia District Attorney. So our thoughts and prayers with the families of the victims. And girl...
I have a unspoken honorable mention.
Okay.
The 14-year-old who died on that free fall ride in that park.
I did not know about that.
So there was a guy who was, you know, those rides like Acrophobia that kind of just drop you down. He was too big to be on that ride anyway. His seatbelt was not strapped in.
Ooh.
I have not clicked the blur. You know, we talked about that last week. I have not clicked the blur. He plopped out the seat when it dropped.
Oh man, rest in peace to him.
Rest in peace to that young man. He was a football player at his school.
Oh, in Atlanta? Where was he?
I don't think it was in Atlanta. I will have to check. It's all over the internet right now.
Oh wow.
And I will have to check. I'm not sure where it was in the United States. But rest in peace to him as well.
Wow, well the culture list is just filled with
a lot
losses.
A lot of losses.
Because up next, we have a gospel legend that we have to pay homage to. Our condolences to the historic Pace family because gospel royalty has lost an iconic voice this week. LaShawn Pace of the Pace Sisters died at 60 years old. It was reported that she died of organ failure, but we know that she struggled with cancer and a ruptured esophagus. Now, you know, my mama has done a good job in you know, grounding me in all the old school gospel classics, but... In recent times, she has received a new level of popularity.
Yeah.
Because of that
TikTok.
Act like you know.
Yeah.
Act like you know. That is her. So unfortunately, she died. I believe that her funeral is being is held today here in the city in Atlanta.
Wow. And she's also the sister of the other singing lady as well on the internet. I'll always be.
Yeah, they're sisters. Yeah,
I never knew that.
The whole Pace family was talented. There's a bunch of them.
That's amazing.
Right. So rest in peace. Our condolences as well. But don't move. Coming up next, the Honorable Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson's confirmation hearing was everything we expected it to be.
I got something to say. Coming up next. But this is the last week.
Yes.
Honoring all of the independent artists, the ladies. For Women's Month.
Yes.
Thank you so much for submitting your music.
Yes.
Fellas, we back on you guys next month. So go ahead and flood the inbox with all the new heat that y'all been working on in March. And we'll be sure to play it if it's fire.
If it's fire.
All right. So y'all keep it locked. We'll be back after this mix.
You're locked into Nightmare Radio with Ish the Exec and Brittany Kristen.
1, 3, 2, Tsunami.
You can spend a bag, bitch, I'm worth it.
Yeah, he can spend a bag, bitch, I'm worth it. He ain't met a bitch this perfect. Going way deeper than the surface. Pussy like a wave, baby boy, come surf it. Pussy like a wave, baby boy, come surf it. I can't relate to no broke hoe. Money never coming in slow-mo. I ain't giving niggas no promo. Monkey ass niggas like Mojo Jojo.
You want you a slave, huh? A bitch that won't trip when you dipping out for days, huh? That's it in your ways, huh? None of your tricks from your book, take a page, huh?
Yeah, I'll make him wait for it. Ain't no telling what he gonna say for it. Ain't no telling what he gonna pay for it. I could have him spending all day for it. I ain't met a nigga won't stay for it. Would you give the keys to the race for it? 5-star meal, give him steak for it. Birthday 8-day, I got cake for it. He want that rock, want that water.
Tsunami.
Want a bus, want a baller. You need a weak bitch, gone and call her. Need a weed bitch gone in color. Yeah, he can spend a bag, bitch, I'm worth it. Yeah, he can spend a bag, bitch, I'm worth it. Yeah, he can spend a bag, bitch, I'm worth it. Yeah, he can spend a bag, bitch, I'm worth it. He ain't met a bitch this perfect. He ain't met a bitch this perfect. Yeah, he can spend a bag, bitch, I'm worth it. Yeah, he can spend a bag,
yeah.
Bitch, I'm worth it.
Yeah, you worth it. A few purses, probably a nice car, maybe a Birkin, but I'm worth it. You might a have a nigga if you act right and know you ain't fucking with no damn average nigga. Fuck materialistic, I'm trying to give you a business. We could get dope to crypto and just live off the interest. I could show you that. The mother niggas gonna hold you back. Like, why would you wear that with all that ass, girl? You know it's fat. And that's a tease thing. Make them wanna spend cheese thing. Well, that's a you thing. When we together, it's a we thing. So let's roll out. Hit the spot and just show out. You gotta bust it all day for it. Then maybe I'll pay for it. Good.
Yeah, he can spend a bag, bitch, I'm worth it. Yeah, he can spend a bag, bitch, I'm worth it. Yeah, he can spend a bag, bitch, I'm worth it. Yeah, he can spend a bag, bitch, I'm worth it. He ain't met a bitch this perfect. He ain't met a bitch this perfect. Yeah, he can spend a bag, bitch, I'm worth it. Yeah, he can spend a bag, bitch, I'm worth it.
Tsunami.
If your dreams don't scare you, they aren't big enough. You're locked in with Nightmare Radio. Politicking with the political update.
This week, the world tuned in and watched the Supreme Court nominee Ms. Brown Jackson get interrogated by members of the Senate on a wide array of topics, including her record on sentencing.
On a wild array of irrelevant topics. Mm-hmm. Continue.
Well, they talked to her about her, you know, record on sentencing. They talked to her about reproductive rights. They talked to her about her own faith. They talked to her about the definition of what a woman is. All in an attempt to see if they could jam her up and align her with either side of the aisle and create some enemies before she even stepped foot in the door. But despite the racist and uncalled for remarks, others still affirmed her, included in her support was Senator Cory Booker, who declared that he sees his ancestors in her and that she is a great American. And his powerful words moved her to tears, some other people that were in the confirmation hearings to tears, as well as myself. This has been a constant conversation for my family in our group chat this week, and the amount of fortitude and grace that Ketanji Brown Jackson
exuded. She sat there like the judge she is.
Yes.
Like the professional she's been.
Like the most overqualified for the job across the board.
That she is.
That she is.
And these people just showed their true colors to the point where even Senator Manchin is voting for her. They was more racist than that. They gonna vote her in, but they had to keep it racist first. That's what I feel. Yeah. They're gonna vote her in, but they had to keep it racist first. That's number one. Number two, I want everyone under the sound of my voice in South Carolina and Texas to stand up. Stand up and get these dummies out of the office. Lindsey Graham and Ted Cruz have both got to go. They are the most ignorant senators in the face of America. They are so ignorant. Just ignorant. Holly too.
The book sales from the book that Senator Cruz referenced, the
racist
anti-racist
baby,
actually did numbers this week in sales for his mentioning of that book. But it's just it just goes to show you, my dad would be disappointed if I did not mention that during the Kavanaugh confirmation hearings, they also lit him up as well. So regardless of what side of the aisle you stand on, the opposite is going to light you up and see if they can catch you. But again, white man versus a black woman, not putting two and two together, when he was like, no matter how she answered her questions, they were going to not let her answer. Yeah, or they were going to attempt to catch her, you know, catch her in backtalk to see if they could find a way for her to contradict herself. But every single time the pressure was applied, nothing but diamonds came out of her mouth.
Yeah.
How she redirected the conversation. They asked about her faith, and she said, that has nothing to do with my job here as a judge.
It had nothing. And you know what? You would think, as a black person, that her being married to a white man would kind of like lessen some of that that they were giving her.
But you notice that most of the black women at that rank, you know, within the political sphere, are married to white men.
Yeah, they are. But they don't care about that. That makes it even worse, if you want to be real.
I'm curious to know what conversations are like at home. But aside from all of that, this woman. And I love that she, like, look at her. She looked like my mama. She got sister locks. She's dark skinned.
She looks like some, like, when you see
adequate representation.
If you see, like, there was a picture of her and her husband, like, doing a selfie by the pool. They look like
regular people. I love that. And I just, all my prayers for her success, for her respect that she's deserved and earning of. Whew, y'all.
Meanwhile, the other justice, what's his name? The other justice is on the Supreme Court in a text message thread with his wife. This damn thing.
Here we go.
Diamonds on me dancing. Okay. The other man is in a text message thread with his wife.
Oh, you're talking about Clarence Brown?
Yeah.
Clarence Thomas.
And about the insurrection. And he's a black man.
He'll be stepping down. But there are so many problems with Clarence Thomas that we don't even have the time to go down the list. Anyway.
Moving on. Moving right along. So Georgia is passing a new law that requires a permit for protests. In an effort to limit the street protests in Atlanta, Republicans are proposing a bill that will require the permit for peaceful protests, and that if they do not execute peaceful protests, that they will essentially be charged or fined for these protests. Yeah. And I feel like this is just speaking of racism, more racism. Because what's the point of a protest if you know that I'm coming? So y'all can have the water hose and the dogs ready when we get there?
Don't make me relive my moments in Statesboro, Georgia.
We are reliving history right now. When the lady said, can you define the definition of a woman? And if you don't know the fundamentals of that definition, then that shows me that you're not qualified, or that you're trying to implement these different theories into the... That brings me back to, can you count how many bubble gums is in this jar so that you can be eligible to vote?
Yeah, the test, you're right. Wow, that's a really great comparison that you just drew there.
That's how
are we surprised?
No. Especially not from Kemp, who's doing everything in his power to be reelected.
Can you read all my eyes?
They're gonna keep it racist first.
They're going to keep it racist. Y'all better show up next month. Y'all can show up right now because early voting registration starts. And early voting, I believe it begins in April. So I will make sure that I get those dates to you all. You can check back on the Instagram page, or you can check back next week, because, you know, we're going to make use of this platform to make sure that we educate the vote, encourage the vote, and make y'all get out the vote. Okay. But just moving forward, make sure that you are protected and that you get your permit if you're looking to get into the streets this year, depending on what the...
Well, we have nothing to protest about now at this moment.
who knows what's gonna happen.
But when it's time when it's time, you guys make sure you have your paperwork in order so that you can be legit.
Yes.
We don't have time for anything. And then keep it peaceful. Don't go blowing up the cars, looting the stores. Just chill out. Leave sex alone.
Remember what you're there for.
Leave all that alone.
It's not to catch a lick. It's to make a statement. And also remember that protesting in the streets has to be followed with adequate action behind it. So the change will not come from us calling off of work and holding up a sign and taking a picture and posting for Instagram. The change has to come along with the work that's necessary to go into it. So make sure that your intentions are right and that you know what you're standing for. Okay.
Yes. Coming up next, we are welcoming the true Atlanta queen, Miss Coco Kiss, in the building. 5 foot brown skin coming up next. You do not want to miss this. We will be right back after this mix.
You're locked into Nightmare Radio with Ish the Exec and Brittany Kristen.
4, 3, 2, 1. Yeah. Oh, gee. Ebo gal in a gown, mighty proud, tucker to town. Need a wife? Call me twice. In the kitchen cooking plantains on the rice. Ebo gal in a gown, mighty proud, tucker to town. Need a wife? Call me twice. In the kitchen cooking plantains on the rice. I don't need no gay man ass nigga. Need a governor's son or a billionaire. I want a compound, 2 or 3 houses for the cook and a couple house gals. Almost these thighs on your head might bust a brain. How far your day? You want chop? Go ahead. Dog, I'm chilling. They make time with a couple of bass. Ain't no what holler at my partners. I been give us a break. And my auntie is fire than your aunties. Get it from our mommies. Mama back up off me. I'm no greed. I'm coming to Bex. I'm just talking my shit. You fuck with Yahoo boys. I'm with the owners. We lit. Oh yeah, we been hitting bonus with our cousins and we walking past the uglies and they steady mean mugging eyes on us and they hating. No, they throwing all the loving. Wizzy blasting through the speakers. My burner boy doesn't bum me up. I can be your African queen. Are you an African chief? Big guy wanna impress me. Please, can you do it like me? Ebo gal in a gown, mighty proud, tucker to town. Need a wife? Call me twice. In the kitchen cooking plantains on the rice. Ebo gal in a gown, mighty proud, tucker to town. Need a wife? Call me twice. In the kitchen cooking plantains on the rice.
If your dreams don't scare you, they aren't big enough. You're locked in with Nightmare Radio.
Tired of rent increases? Stop paying rent on property that will never be yours. Build wealth, invest in your future, and become a homeowner. Book an appointment with Christiana Torre, Atlanta native realtor, today. Love thy realtor, Keller Williams Buckhead. Contact 678-538-8989. Welcome back, everybody. Episode 84. Welcome in a true Atlanta queen.
Hey.
Coco Kiss in the building.
Hey, guys.
Yep. 5 foot brown skin.
Hey,
I'm just kidding.
You know me? Shout out to all my 5 foot brown skin bad chicks.
Mwah. Just kidding. I had to just do that.
Can I curse?
Curse,
yes,
girl.
Can. I can curse?
Yes. Say whatever you need to say.
I am a truck driver. No, I'm just kidding.
Really, I feel like I'm a truck driver.
No, she might. We might be.
I might be.
You've been doing much better though.
I have. Thank you. Thank you. I'm working on it.
Y'all should work on y'all road rage. It's not safe out here.
It's not safe.
Yeah, just curse in the car. Just don't. You know, do like how white people do. They just put 10 and 12 when they fuck up.
It'd be so hard. You'd be having a good day, or I'd be like in the middle of praise and worship, and then be like, bitch, why are you coming
it's
over here in this
middle
lane?
Of the praise
I'm
right
sorry,
here.
Lord. I'm sorry.
The hand go up, then the right. Hand flip around. But you know, we're just going to work on exalting. Anyway.
Wait. Welcome to Nightmare Radio.
Yes.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Let me tell you why. First of all, I've been wanting to talk to you.
Really?
Yes. Number one, I took the onion booty to Alabama. I'm in charge of that. I'm responsible. Yes, ma'am. I had everybody stripper kicking and onion bootying. Yes. And if don't nobody, if everybody at Steelman knows, y'all know I am Miss Onion Booty, and I'm talking to the real Miss Onion Booty right
nice
now.
Nice to meet you, Miss Onion Booty.
Thank you.
We still doing the stripper kick, okay? That's still my go-to.
It's actually called the stripper walk.
Yeah, that's right. It is a stripper walk.
But it is a kick in the walk.
That's true.
Help you know, out. I was mad as hell when I seen Beyonce do it in a Drunken Love video. I'm like, B, what you wanna get?
You know what? She sure did. She got a revival. She killed that. But what an honor.
It was an honor.
We just want to hop right into it. That's one of the things that we wanted to talk to you about, the influence that you had on the game.
Thank you.
And first, giving you your flowers that you deserve.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
We came up in a time where the Dirty Girls, Yo Dirty, like that was a complete era. Mm-hmm. And girl, we still popping it up in this thing just like that today. So we just want to know what being a pioneer in that era, like, what does receiving your flowers even look like? Do you feel like you are even appreciated or recognized in this game?
What does
no
Coco
one
kiss?
Ever hit me with no question like that before.
Boom. Welcome to Nightmare Radio.
That's how we do it here.
Like, literally, my skin just got hot because sometimes I go back and forth with the industry. I be like, you know, I came up in the era of the Travis Porter, Waka yes. Flocka, Roscoe Dash era.
Yes.
And, you know, at the time I was dating somebody that was on the radio. So I was meeting all the super celebs before they came out. I mean, the Futures, you name it. I seen all of them when they was coming out because they had to go through the radio. So even over time, we did songs. I've done songs with everybody you can think of in Atlanta.
Yeah.
And some of the records didn't come out, which is cool. The only people I didn't work with, I like to honestly say, was like a Jeezy or T.I. I never worked with them, but if you name from 2 Chainz to Gucci Mane to Future, I've worked with them.
Yeah.
And I always feel like I was kind of left behind.
Yeah.
You know, but then again, I'm trusting in God, so I'll be like, it's my time. So I was exposed to it for a reason, and I think it's something that I needed to learn, and then I know that I can use it in my future. So giving me my flowers would be just, for me, the acknowledgement that I didn't all the way get in this industry.
Well, that's what we're here to do today.
And let me tell you, shout out to my boy, Kodak 6000. He has created this thing, the Atlanta Hood Historian. And he's the Atlanta Hood Historian. And right now what he's wanting to do is let Atlanta know what it used to be like when we had that era, when going to the club was fun, when all of those things were happening, and when all those things were happening. And he posted a clip of you on stage with all 22
bitches.
Okay. And everybody's like, you need to do a Where Are You Now? Where Is She Now? Mm-hmm. The people want to know what's going on. They're trying to tap in.
Are you talking about the Twitter?
Yeah. Twitter, yes.
Well, yeah.
Twitter and Instagram.
Y'all kinda like linked.
Girl, I was trying to talk to you regardless, so it don't matter.
But it just so happened that it did come up on our timeline, and we had already had a conversation about, you know, who do we want to put in our seat, you know, to share our platform with. Because we are, you know, some true Atlanta, East Side Atlanta.
East Side, baby. I'm an East Sider, too.
Exactly.
But yeah, it's just so funny how things come full circle. And there is a need for the Atlanta Hood Historian in the days post Not Atlanta.
Right.
Yeah, the new Atlanta is so annoying.
And that's exactly what it is. But there are still people that can represent and remember the old Atlanta. And there's still people that are still checking for you.
You know, the reason why I like an artist like a Mulatto, I always give Mulatto her flowers because that's my sis. And I always tell people about her, like, she booked me when she was in high school. Mulatto is the reason why I did my first TV debut, because the producers asked, like, who's hot female rappers in Atlanta? Mulatto was like, Coco Kiss. So when I did my TV interview, they like, do you want to know who referred you? And I'm like, who? And they was like, Mulatto. I was like, what? You know, but I like her because she represent new and old Atlanta.
Yeah, she plays
homage.
She's
the only girl in Atlanta that came out where I was like, oh, this bitch deserve everything. Not to call her a bitch, but that young lady deserve everything because she represent the core of Atlanta. If you notice, anytime she posts, like, the heart of Atlanta, which means, like, the artists that really rep Atlanta are always in her comments.
Yeah, that
like,
is
these
true.
New artists that just pop cop offline and we don't know them and they never put no work in. They don't know what it's really like to be in the industry. They just know the internet version of rapping.
Yeah.
They don't know what it's like to be in the DJ's faces, to be in the clubs, handing out your CDs, posters, mm-hmm. and flyers and t-shirts. Yeah. They miss that whole era.
Yeah.
And that's what I miss about Atlanta. It's like that vibe that everybody used to like open a door for you. People would book you, next thing you know, they'll be famous. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. stuff like that is why the new Atlanta irritate me, because everybody kind of like shunning each other now. And the old Atlanta used to be like, nah, we finna do a feature right now. Where you at? You
yeah,
know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's like, yeah, if you ain't got like crazy Instagram following, you know, nigga acting weird, it's like, bro, mm-hmm. Instagram don't define me.
Not
yeah.
at all. Yeah. And you, it's funny you brought up Mulatto, because I know she's been doing her press run. And she was talking about how, yeah, it is really good. She's talking about how like, male artists try to drop their nuts on her, you know, effing for a feature.
Right.
Has that happened to you?
What? Has it?
How have you dealt with that in, you know, in your journey?
I ain't gonna lie to you. When it comes to the, that never was an issue for me, because back then when I was popping, my ex was on the radio. So
right.
Dudes used to be like, I ain't trying to get blackballed, so I ain't gonna try to fuck on Coco. A dude on the radio. So I never really dealt with that. But now that I've, you know, I've been in the game for the past 3 years single, I've been running into that. But they know not to try me. I'm yeah. different. I give off a different energy. A nigga gonna try. That's on him. A man's supposed to try. If he find you attractive, he gonna shoot a shot.
Right.
But if I say no, leave me alone.
And you that's know what it's supposed to be.
So for somebody to hold their nuts on a project, because... you know, somebody fine, especially at her status, it's not, you can't pull a Mulatto, nigga. Like, we don't care if you Kodak or anybody. It's not personal, but she already got somebody beating up the box. She don't need to add no other just for a feature, and she right. paid already.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Hold your nuts then, if that's the case. But no one's done that to me. Now, I've had people do records with me and not put it out because I wasn't on that, but they still couldn't do too much, like I said, because they knew the power that I had behind closed doors. Like, they couldn't hold their nuts too much. They just, like, you know, forget about it more so. So yeah. it didn't matter to me, you know?
Yeah.
It was more so they records. Anyway, all those features, those popping artists that I just named, those were they records. Those were my songs.
Yeah. yeah.
So I wasn't hitting up Future. I wasn't hitting up Gucci to hop on my songs. They was hitting me up
yeah.
to hop on they shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So, and you got that voice for it.
Absolutely.
That they wanted.
Literally, exactly. Let me tell you, a lot of people don't know this, but I just did a feature with 2 Chainz like a month ago. Like, and that motherfucker finna come out. And
good. We ready.
Yeah. Like, but the thing is, somebody of his status reaching back. You get what I'm saying? That's what I'm saying. Of him, a Mulatto, them type of people that get in them doors and say, yo, hey Coco. Like, those are the people in Atlanta that I respect. You know
yes.
what I'm saying?
And it is time for people to reach back and pay homage.
Yeah, they don't pay homage. And a lot of them slid like a snake, like a slithering snake, and got in the game. But they, you know, it's only short-lived. It's not
That's
gonna
right.
be long. Yeah.
Yeah, not at all.
That's true. Mm-hmm.
So in a previous interview, you said Onion Booty paid you for 9 years straight.
9 years. I didn't have to work. I was performing.
So how did you know when you made that song that it was going to create that you know, income
never.
For you?
It was never supposed to be what, everything that I really be stumbling upon is like, it's not, like I wasn't trying to rap, you know what I'm saying? I just was in the studio one day and the producer, I was like, play me some beats, I want to rap, you know?
And you have such a specific voice, you know, found the right vibe and it fit.
I mean, what? That song went viral. I mean, literally, I literally performed it I recorded it on a Tuesday. I performed it that next Monday. And after that, I was booked ever since then for 9 years.
Wow. Period.
Mm-hmm.
Period.
The stuff of legends, baby. I'm telling you.
Yes. And
I was in that thing.
Right.
Going crazy.
You need to play Onion Booty real quick. All in Alabama with it. All in Alabama with it. Okay.
You say that you got a record coming out with 2 Chainz dropping soon.
Mm-hmm.
I saw a note about 1017.
Mm-hmm.
What are we getting into? I'm here for it.
I don't know.
And you about to pop off the tour.
Right.
I don't know. I literally, you guys, if y'all were spending every day with me, I literally wake up thinking about other artists. And I put myself on the back burner. But this year, since my birthday, it has felt like it's me. It's about me. I don't know why.
Drop Issa Rae's clip right
it's
there.
It's me season.
It's feeling like a me season.
It's a me season. And I'm not even trying to make it about me. I've been trying to make it about other people, but things just keep coming my way.
Yeah.
But that's amazing that you are reaching back now
right.
to upcoming artists. Yeah. You got the Ratchet Rehearsals.
Yes.
You know, Coco Kiss Music.
Yes.
You're doing a whole lot.
I especially Zaytoven Global. A&R for Zaytoven's digital label as well. Wow. I work with Roland, which is my business partner. So we doing like all kind of stuff that had to do with everything but me. But God keeps saying like, Coco, this for you over here. I got this interview with Nightmare Radio. I'm like, oh, okay, you know, just certain opportunities just keep coming my way. And I'm like, okay. And I'm so nervous. I was just telling, you know, some people around me, like, I'm scared. Like, I don't know if I want to do this anymore.
Really? What makes you scared?
I just like to be honest about me being scared, but me being scared should be something to be worried about for you guys versus me.
Let me tell you something. Right. Let me tell you something. Before you even go further, this is why God brought you here.
Exactly. Let him know what we do at Nightmare.
If your dreams don't scare you, then they are not big enough.
That's what we say here. We use this platform to literally tell the dreamer's story, and we push the notion that, you know, regardless of whatever dreams you have, this is Nightmare Radio. Sometimes that shit can be scary, but the fear does not stop you. It does not paralyze you. If anything, it pushes you forward.
And you got to do it scared.
Thank you.
You got to do it scared, Coco. People want to see you.
Yeah.
And yes, you're reaching back, but as a boss should, put somebody else in that position to manage that and do you.
Okay. I like that advice.
Dead serious.
I know where it's coming from. Sometimes God uses people to speak through them. And I appreciate you letting yourself be used by God in this moment.
Yeah.
That's how I think. I'm not afraid to promote God. Shout out to you.
Right. I know that's right. We promote God
on the show as well. This is why this was meant to happen. Yeah. This is exactly why this was meant to happen. So we got so many questions. We all over the place. But it's a vibe.
Yes.
When it's an organic conversation,
yes,
this is how it goes.
Absolutely.
So let me pick a point and we can start right here. Okay. So do you want to go?
Well, I was going to get on Ratchet Rehearsals because, like I said, you've been spending so much time uplifting others.
Mm-hmm.
And this is Women's Month. You know, you come from Dirty Girls at 22. Mm-hmm. And now you're in a position to uplift others and provide a platform for other ladies, other artists in the game. So when did Ratchet Rehearsals even kick off?
Ooh, girl, let me tell y'all something. So I'm real big on manifestations and writing stuff down. And I ain't gonna lie to y'all, I had quit rapping. I had got me a regular 9-to-5 back in 2019.
Wow.
And then when they sent us home for COVID, I was working from home and I kept seeing all my friends and stuff on TV. I'm like, I cannot do this. I cannot have a regular job. Like, I'm literally seeing people I can call on BET. I forgot it was something like a BET something going on. And I was just like, you know what? I'm gonna quit my job, right? So I quit my job on a Tuesday. By that Friday, I had made $5,000 doing what I'm doing today.
Wow.
I ain't going to go into detail, but just know that I was working with artists and I was getting them music and I was getting them production, putting them in the studio, creating something for them. And so I was like, you know what? I need to start my own type of management, something, because I know too much and know too many people to not help other artists.
Right.
So I kicked it off with one client. Fast forward to October, which is the first birth of Ratchet Rehearsals. I've only been doing Ratchet Rehearsals since October.
Wow.
And I'm on my 7th show at this point. So it's been 7 months. April 7th is my next show. So all the artists, check in, tap in.
Tap in.
However, Ratchet Rehearsals came about because I was doing consultations with the clients that I had, having them come to the studio and perform for me before I took on them as a client.
Mm.
So I would be like in the rehearsal, I'd be like, bro, this shit ratchet. And it literally was like, everybody was ratchet. Every client that came in there, but they was good artists, but it was just like they was just ratchet. I had no coordination of how I was running my consultations. It was just like everybody was just ratchet. And so jokingly in one of my consultations, I was like, I'm gonna do Ratchet Rehearsals. I'm gonna just start calling this Ratchet Rehearsals. Then I did a show with Zaytoven Global, which was for Zaytoven. He had like a artist showcase where he was looking for new talent. And so I was just like, I could do this. Because I, at the end of the day, all the clients that I have, I was sending them to other people to get interviews, to get shows, this, that, and the other. So I'm like, why am I sending them away when I have everything here?
Right.
And I have my own platform where I can give them an opportunity to showcase and show me what I taught them, because I do artist development. So the artist development came from, well, Ratchet Rehearsals came from my artist development with Coco Kiss Music, which is when I was on my consultations. And we turned that into a showcase because the artist needed to perform for me after I gave them the rundown.
Right.
So it turned into my own actual show that I can give them after they go, you know, work with me. And that's how it came about. It was not supposed to happen. Like, Onion Booty wasn't supposed to happen.
But God clearly has a purpose, and you keep running from this.
I see. It's, but I don't say it's not supposed to happen, but it wasn't in my plan.
Yeah.
It was in God's plan.
Yep. Yeah. You know how they say, we make plans and God laughs.
Right. He does. He's such a joke.
And at the end of the day, he's still going to get his way.
He listen.
Because you thought you was going to be working a 9-to-5, and no. That's
and
not
girl, no.
Hell
no.
I say this to Jetty all the time. My 9-to-5, it really equipped me for my own business because I was in collections. So I knew I had the gift of gab. I had to talk people into paying their medical debt off. So in sales, what do? You talk people into believing in what you're selling.
Yeah.
Right.
So for the artist, I'm like, listen, I can use all of my resources to make you pop because I'm just that close to everything in the city to right. where it's like, why wouldn't I be sharing this?
Right. Right.
So that's really what it's about. It's about me sharing my resources. I don't have like no big staff where they just doing everything. I do everything hands-on. I deal with every artist hands-on. I deal with everybody that help hands-on. It ain't no extra people helping.
Yes, so Coco Kiss with new value.
New value.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah,
I like that.
Matter. I don't just matter in the rap game. I matter to people and help them where they need to, you know, just the loopholes. I like to call myself the bridge and the gap.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
The plug, the original plug.
I am the plug.
Yes.
I'm the plug.
Shout out to the plug.
Shout out to the plug, ATL. little, what you call it. Okay, so do you still have a close relationship with the Dirty Girls, some of your Dirty Girls?
What do I?
You got it tattooed on your body. It's got to still be.
I don't have it tattooed. I just got
the 22. Yeah, 22.
22 bitches. You know, I used to love them girls. I still love them girls. Like, I had varsity and JV Dirty Girls. So I had girls that was always around, and we had the in and outers, and we had the fill-ins, and we had the hoes, then we had the tricks. Like, a lot of... No offense, guys.
No offense, right.
A lot of people jokingly called me a madam, but I was not really a madam, but I was. I ain't gonna run from the fact that, yeah, you know, we had girls that was wildin'. Like, that's what they wanted to do.
Wow.
And a lot of rappers, yes. And a lot of rappers still love me to this day because they like, you know what, Coco, you got me some pussy back in the day.
Oh my gosh.
I'm pretty sure you did, you though. You was a dirty girl. Yeah. You at the Libra. Yeah. And you at.
I feel like I've never seen you at the Libra. Yeah.
You did see me at the Libra.
Yeah, for
and I,
sure.
Listen, I just told her the other day. That parking lot, that club in the parking lot at my mom's shop, that's the club she's talking about. That club that I was telling you.
Off-Gresham.
What was the name that it used to be called something else before it was a Libra?
Was it?
Yeah, but it was for, wait.
It's called Club Boat now. I don't know anything before Libra.
Okay, that's what I'm thinking. This is the new version of it now.
Yeah.
No, you're thinking about Obsession.
Obsession.
They changed Obsessions to Libra for what?
What?
Did you know
this Libra now?
They changed it from Libra to the Cosmopolitan Lounge.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah.
So if you hear Cosmopolitan Lounge, that's Obsessions.
Okay, I've been there. Rest in peace with Shania Johnson. Y'all remember Shania?
Yeah.
East Side Legend. He was one of the main promoters that booked Coco every year.
Wow.
And paid me what I wanted every year. Yeah. So shout out to him. Rest in peace, Shania. But Cosmopolitan, last time I've been over there was for his vigil, his candlelight vigil.
Wow.
Yeah, that's when I seen the name of the club. I was like, oh, they changed it.
Yeah. But the Libra.
The Libra, baby.
Mm-hmm. That's a real East Side gym right there.
East Side gym.
Wednesday.
So what was your favorite club from that era?
Club Miami. Me and Dirty Girls ran Club Miami. I mean, I remember it. I used to love...
On Sundays.
I used to love... Well, we had it all weekend.
Oh.
Friday, Saturday. You know, that was our... Friday, Saturday, and Sundays, I think, was our night. But, I mean, I don't know. You remember Miami, right?
Yeah,
remember. How they used to have that little strip right there?
Mm-hmm.
Me and Dirty Girls, that we ate that shit up every night that we was there. We would be right on that little strip in the Club Miami dancing. And all the little, like, fans and shit used to come up and... Be like, yo, we came here just to see y'all because we heard this is where y'all be at.
Yeah.
Yes, he was definitely influential in that. But you're originally from Chicago.
I'm originally from the west suburbs of Chicago.
Okay. Let's be
I like to be specific. I'm from Aurora. Right. So Aurora is still the biggest city outside of Chicago in Illinois. So it's the second biggest city. Okay. So we ain't like no a little country town like a Kokomo, Indiana, or nothing like that.
I know that's right. Let the people know.
Right.
But with this whole, like you said, I know we already beat that, but when the Not Atlanta song came out, that was a little disrespectful to you because you an Atlanta pioneer, baby.
Right.
You Atlanta. It don't matter if
this
you
is,
came.
This is home for you. I'm claiming that as well for you.
You came from little city in Illinois. You Atlanta.
I am Atlanta. I've been here 20 years.
Exactly.
Don't get it twisted. Yeah. I definitely have, you know, grew up here. I came here when I was 15. So
okay.
I was still a little girl when I came.
Yeah.
But however, damn, I just told my age.
we are.
Did y'all who doing the math?
Not me. Keep going.
Keep talking. Going, right.
I look younger than you hoes anyway.
No, period.
And sound younger than y'all kids. So it don't even matter. But however, I had so much to say about Amaretta doing that. I mean, and guess what? The crazy thing is that TV show that I spoke about that I did that Mulatto referred me for,
mm-hmm.
I did it with Amaretta.
Wow.
Right. Isn't that crazy? And even in that time, we performed with...
Yep, I seen you on there.
Atlanta.
Yep, with Miss Juicy. Mm-hmm.
Yep,
yes.
Miss Juicy, yep. And we had two episodes. But my take on Amaretta, let me leave it with I'm happy she let Lotto on a feature.
That was a nice way to redeem it.
That was a good
sure.
redemption because at the end of the day, however you feel, the outskirts make the city.
Atlanta would not be Atlanta without the surrounding community.
Without the surrounding areas, you got to think... Listen, I'm happy the controversy is working, and I'm happy, and I really believe she feel like that. I don't think she just made the song for the hype.
Yeah.
But that's the thing.
Feels like
New
that.
Atlanta has that
entitlement
to feel like that without.
Well, I think she was talking to the New Atlanta because it's so much fugazi going around, and that was another reason why I started Coco Kiss Music because I'm like a lot of artists that come here and get swindled by somebody from New Jersey claiming Atlanta that can bust moves and can't do shit.
Right.
You know what I mean, so, but again, back to her, you know, in Atlanta, we all, like I said, we all pull each other up.
Yeah.
We don't shit and do that.
No.
So it came from a personal place, I feel like, with her.
Yeah.
Like it was probably like her career status. I don't know. I'm not going to speak on Amaretta. I like the song. I just
it
am
is
happy
catchy.
That she let Lotto
right.
redeem
yes.
the whole thing. Because I literally said that, though. I'm like, the only way she going to make this song not be such a bad record is if she let other Atlanta artists come
get
on
there
and
yeah.
rep. The, you know, Clay Cole, like Lotto did, or Decatur. Like, you can't say Decatur, not Atlanta.
That's
even
so
though
offensive.
It's technically not. It's super
But
offensive.
Still, like, so much talent. Like, you can't. Again, like.
It's a lot of talent.
Like we said, like, Atlanta would not be. And that's no disrespect to, you know, inside the perimeter or anything like that. But Atlanta would not be what Atlanta is without the contributions of everybody from the outskirts.
Period.
Yeah. And that is the fact. The fact is
especially
everybody
in the music game.
That came through Atlanta was probably from the outskirts.
Yes.
It's very seldom that somebody is, like, from the city.
Yeah.
You know, not to
people
say it like that.
People just kind of work in the city.
Yeah.
I mean,
but think about when T.I. and Lo, rest in peace, Lo. I love Shady Lo. He was really a really good friend to me. However, even when they had their beef, they was beefing over the city, but it was still, like, fun. It wasn't like, it's not Atlanta. Like,
yeah.
Right.
When I heard it, I'm like, damn, she said Latonya not Atlanta.
I really felt personally attacked on that.
Latonya just be minding their black own business.
Shout out to
and they just be calling us out. And I'm
well, you
like,
didn't have to do that to us.
Leave us alone.
Yeah. But, you know, she made her statement.
Yeah. She got the people talking for sure.
She got the people talking. And she's very beautiful. She's a beautiful girl. So.
And got a nice flow too,
nice.
Like
she can rap.
That's what I'm saying, like girl. Yeah.
About something else.
Don't be dividing the city.
Give us something else, Amaretta. Nah. What else you got? So.
I think that she called a lot of people out though. It was definitely one of them. Like, but I was again, you know, my girl Lotto. I seen her doing the interview, and even after she did the feature, even after Amaretta said what she said, I seen Lotto doing her interview, and she's like, "I'm from Atlanta." I'm like, "All right, so it's cool that we still repping,
right?
Even
yeah,
though we from
yes.
the outside."
And we can say, and when you ask what part, then I will probably let you know the East Side, baby.
East Side.
Exactly. And, but when you earn your stripes,
you can that. Say that.
You can say what you want to say. So, yeah. Coco, don't feel, don't, girl.
Really don't, because it's really not my home, but it is. So I'm not really, so I'm offended only because I'm like, damn, sis, why you have to do that?
Right.
Like, you called everybody. You even called Ludacris Jeezy out. You called 2 Chainz out. Like, you called everybody.
Yeah.
But all of them, you know, at the end of the day, we still gonna rip Atlanta because we are Atlanta.
Definitely.
I am Atlanta. Amaretta can't tell me I'm not. You know, she can say what she want, but the accolades show what I've done for the city.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying?
So, the influence is there. The stamp is there. And that was before she...
Her time.
That's right. That's
way before
her
time. She was in middle school when we was in these streets.
So it don't even get in.
Where were you? You were not outside when we was TikToking to the ground.
Oh, and listen, you heard that, right? I love you. You know what's up.
I do.
You just said TikToking. People, if you a dirty girl, you know what TikToking is.
Oh, wait.
Before TikTok existed,
we had a dance called the TikTok. Yes.
Literally.
Yes.
Like, all you had to do is put your hands on your knees and you just, look, they doing it. So when TikTok came out, I'm like, excuse me.
Again, the influence of Coco Kiss. That's what this interview
should
be called.
Let me tell you something. You know, Migos, they was like, it's a song. They like, she got an onion song. I'm like,
they do
have a song. Wait,
they do. But baby, we're gonna end it with this. Coco Kiss is an Atlanta staple. She is an Atlanta legend.
Thank you.
And baby, I love you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for coming.
Thanks for having me, ladies.
Absolutely. Thank you for blessing us.
Tell everybody how they can tap in with Coco Kiss Music, Ratchet Rehearsals. Get through your whole spiel.
Definitely. You can follow me on my social media at Coco Kiss Me, which is COCOKISSME. My Ratchet Rehearsals, which is my show, is Ratchet Rehearsals ATL. And my Coco Kiss Music page as well. You can all follow me on those platforms.
Yes, so if y'all want to know where she is, follow her there.
I'm going on tour this summer, the 1017 Enchanting Tour, so make sure y'all check me out. I got a new single called Only Fans, and it's nasty. Real nasty. I told that nigga, spend them bands for me. I dance for him. He love to see.
Ooh.
Okay.
And that Apple Pay nigga, send that Cash App.
Ooh.
Bon Appetit. He love to eat. Show me where the cash at.
Hey.
When the funds hit, I'ma make the ass clap. Ooh la la.
There you go.
Thank you guys so much for tuning in to episode 84 of Nightmare Radio. Be sure to share this with your friends. Leave us a voicemail. Let us know what you thought of the episode.
Absolutely. And if you're going to be in the city this upcoming week, meet us at Genesis ATL Wednesday, March 30th, and every single last Wednesday of the month for more life, more wine, more convos. This month, we're going to be continuing the conversation with the powerhouse panel of amazing queens talking about endurance, debunking the myths of balancing it all, and everything in between. Tickets are free. Hit the link in our bio or search More Life, More Wine, More Convos on Eventbrite. And get your wine from herwines.com. Use our discount code DON'TSLEEP for 15% off
your purchase. And I'm sorry, that's loud. And go to eshopanddropstore.com. We have new merch out there for everyone to purchase. If your dreams don't scare you, they are not big enough. Drake inspired t-shirt. Right now we're running a sale with the code Nightmare Madness. You can get $20 off of your purchase.
Right.
If you buy with the purchase of, with the selection of 2 items though. Okay. So put 2 things in your cart, you get $20 off, and tag us in your merch when you get it.
Yes, that's right. So, of course, we love you. We thank you. If your dreams don't scare you, they aren't big enough. We'll see you next week. We're out.